Hi, it's 420 somewhere. Welcome to Sex and Sativa with Alex. It's me, your favorite sex positive goddess. And I'm trying to see how many orgasms I can give myself before I pass out. Not advised, but my life problems. One of the beautiful benefits of being a multi-orgasmic goddess is that I get to play with myself in different positions for different reasons and seasons to produce different results. I just can. Self-pleasure is absolutely wonderful, and I honestly truly feel that part of my earthly driven mission is to promote healthy and mindful masturbation, self-pleasure habits. That's actually part of why I'm recording this episode. And I am so excited to share this episode with you. I do hope you actually enjoy. Mutual masturbation, people. Ugh. I love how hot the thought of mutual masturbation makes me. Let me first set a disclaimer. I fucking love mutual masturbation. It's incredibly sexy and it always leaves me absolutely wanting more. I honestly enjoy watching a man who enjoys touching himself watch me touch myself. Same thing goes for ladies. I just enjoy when people are able to engage in their pleasure fully. Wow, it's super early in the morning and it's like everybody wants to go somewhere. It's mutual masturbation is incredibly hot, and being able to please yourself while your partner watches you and watching your partner please yourself themselves is, I don't know how else to describe that. It is incredibly erotic to have your partner please themselves because they are watching you please yourself. It is this mirror of need and lust that just works because your partner's pleasure is paramount for you. However they might take it, however they might enjoy their pleasure, well and while you are present but not necessarily involved. Yeah, how is that not hot? How do you not see such sexual action as just foreplay? How do you not see this as something worth wanting? This episode is one I've been meaning to do for a very long time, and I'm so excited I'm here right now in this moment actually treating this episode. On this episode, I get to deal with the yummy act, which is mutual masturbation. I'll be talking the benefits of mutual masturbation. I might be giving tips of mutual masturbation, as well as some yummy stories of mutual masturbation. It's my birthday month, so I just get to do fun episodes that I want when I want. So what is mutual masturbation? Masturbation, we can't really get into mutual masturbation without first getting into masturbation. Masturbation or self-pleasure is the conscious physical act of stimulating one's genitals or any part of one's body with the purpose of orgasm and or pleasure. It may or it may not involve sex toys, but stimulating one's genitals for sexual pleasure and gratification is masturbation. Now, multiple people define masturbation or interpret it in a different way because there is no one size fits all for, there's no one right definition of what masturbation is. But the idea is that masturbation is done solo, hence the other term for masturbation being self-pleasure. the expectation is that masturbation happens alone and ends in an orgasm. Although there are some people who truly believe that stimulating their partner's genitals is masturbation. So it's not just about touching their own body. Any stimulation of their partner's genitals is not foreplay as much as they are masturbating for or masturbating their partner. So there is no one size definition of what masturbation is. Some people use sex toys, some people don't, some people touch on other people, some people touch on themselves. But the expectation is pleasure. This expectation is supposed to end in pleasure. Mutual masturbation refers to mutual masturbation now refers to the situation where two or more people engage in self-stimulation, not just two, because you know multiple partners are welcome in the sex and sativa household. So mutual masturbation happens when two or more parties engage or stimulate their own bodies in the presence of each other. I am looking forward to Alexandria with her reverse harem of yummy sexy men, all dedicated to sexually pleasuring her and obsessed with making her happy. If you do not know what a reverse harem is, please refer to my episode on multiple partners are fun. I have an episode talking about that on my podcast. But if you just want me to get to the point because you've done that episode and you're still asking me, Alex, where's your reverse harem? Reverse harem is a situation or a relationship where one woman is in a relationship with multiple men and they are all aware of each other at the same time, all dedicated to her own pleasure, happiness, and her needs. So I'm looking forward to that version of me that has a reverse harem because I deserve it. I am a sexual goddess. So back to mutual. Sometimes I crack myself up in this podcast, but then I do that because I can be so delightfully honest in a way that I can't be, or I don't want to be that honest with other people. Sorry, I'm sucking on a straw. I had previously recorded this episode, 1 hour done, and somehow my I recorded dead air. It hurt me, but I'm back here again, so my tea's done. That's a different vibe, and this is a particularly different vibe. Mutual masturbation happens when two or more parties stimulate their own bodies in the presence of each other, while in some situations, these two or more parties stimulate each other's genitals at the same time. So sometimes you're touching yourself while your partner is watching while touching himself, and sometimes your partner comes in and just helps you do a little See? No one size definition, no one size umbrella fits all. The purpose is sexual gratification. The aim of mutual masturbation is always sexual gratification for both parties. Now, while I was waiting to get this episode, it occurred to me that there are some people. First off, if you have this mindset, I do encourage you to get rid of it. Get rid of this mindset that you own your partner's pleasure, and the only time they can experience sexual pleasure is with and only with you. Your partner is also entitled to please themselves. They are also entitled to pleasure themselves by themselves without you being there. It is not a violation of your partnership. It is not a violation of you if your partner is masturbating. It is not disrespectful to your sex life. It is not disrespectful to the intimacy that you and your partner share if your partner is masturbating. It does not contradict your religious beliefs, because your religious beliefs have absolutely no bearing in how you fuck. If you really do think that the teachings of your religious leader have bearing in how your sex life is, I want you to understand that when somebody who is a non-sexuality professional is talking to you about sex, they are also talking to you based on their own bias, based on things that are not acceptable for them, things that they cannot wrap their head around. When it comes to sex, there is no one umbrella or one size that fits all, regardless of what you're doing. It's something that I have come to realize. When it comes to sexual actions, what the definition of a sexual action yes, there is a definition of it, but when people or human beings do get involved, they tend to personalize it in a way that works for them. So while there might be a general umbrella of what you are engaging in, how you personalize it for your sex life, how you personalize it for your partner, with your partner, might not exactly be the cookie cut version of what that particular sexual act is supposed to look like, but you're still engaging in it, but it's still pleasing you, but it still works for you. So other people's bearing and other people's beliefs, regardless of who they are as individuals on your own sex life, have no bearing on the sort of person that you are and the sort of sex that you are having. So when coming to this particular episode with this mindset, we should and will totally unlearn this shit. We are not doing it here on Sex and Sativa with Alex. We're not doing it here on this podcast while you're listening. That is not the mindset that we have. No, 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 no. Side note. If in some way you do have a partner who thinks like this, who is of this mindset that they own their pleasure, you're already with them and you don't want to end the relationship, mutual masturbation is a great way to get them involved in your pleasure without exactly alienating or completely alienating them from this particular scenario. So yes, you are pleasing yourself when you're engaging in mutual masturbation. You're inviting them, you're telling them, come in, we're all doing this together. This is not a thing that I'm doing solo. I'm still involving you. Just because you do not self-pleasure does not mean that your partner doesn't self-pleasure or your partner has no right to self-pleasure. Like, just because it's not something that is in your scope of thought doesn't mean that your partner is not going to do it as well. So if you're in a situation where one of the parties involved isn't enjoying it, or if you're not enjoying mutual masturbation while they are with you, or and it's not just because they're not engaging in the way that you envision or the way that you would like them to be masturbating, if the persons involved aren't enjoying it, if the person or one party involved is not enjoying it, do not hesitate to pull the plug. End it. Sexual gratification is, and the enjoyment of both parties has always been, and is the fucking point of mutual masturbation. It is necessary and it's a must for an enjoyable mutual masturbation session. If one partner is not enjoying it, if one partner is not involved, it means that then they're performing for you, which is not okay. While performance is great and necessary in mutual masturbation, because I mean your partner is watching you, you want to make it look good for them. I mean, you want to show them how, dare I say, it's done. So an aspect of performance is involved in mutual masturbation, but it is not all there is to mutual masturbation. So if one party is not involved, then they're just performing for you, which is not mutual masturbation. Just one person is gaining pleasure from this. So we're having a completely different conversation. I'm about to go on like a little society rant type thing. We engage in, we exist in a society that demonizes masturbation, which stifles our expression of what partnered sexual experiences should feel like. Society as a whole stigmatizes conversations regarding masturbation for women, talk less of actually encouraging them to engage in masturbation. Society kind of acts resigned, yet shames men for engaging in masturbation. This is your body. I don't understand. I think it's raining. Yeah, it is raining. I don't understand how we are at a point where your body and pleasuring yourself by yourself is such a bad thing. I don't understand where we're at the point where you deciding to pleasure yourself doesn't work for you. you have decided to pleasure yourself with all of these stigmas and shortcomings regarding masturbation. It is incredibly limiting how we just put in this box sexual pleasure and solely encourage penis in vagina as the only acceptable form of sexual intercourse. It's not. It is negative and incredibly limiting to the wonderful scope of your sex life when you think that penis in vagina is penis in the vagina is the only kind of sex, and once that happens you scored or you've done it. No. When we take self-pleasure actions like this off the table, we are severely limiting how enjoyable and how wide one's sex life can be. So, stop caring so much about what society thinks sex should sort of look like or feel like or be like. Stop worrying or bothering or thinking about other people's sex life. That's not your business. Focus on you and what makes you happy and what pleases you and how that works for you. So yeah, now how do we initiate mutual masturbation? I think a straw is just the best option when I'm on this podcast. I hope so, because I've not edited this, so I don't know how this is going to sound. I have no idea what anything sounds. I cannot believe this is the first time I have fully recorded, like, and I just recorded dead air. Most times I have stuff fuck up my recording, but I just recorded dead air, and I cannot wait to get just like a saner podcast setup that will make sense and stop stressing me. So I stop fucking up like this. I should be sleeping, I should be resting, and now it's raining. I said I was not going to let my frustrations bleed into this podcast this season. So how do we initiate mutual masturbation in a relationship or with your partner? So you said yes, mutual masturbation seems appealing to you, something you want to engage in with your partner. How do you bring up this conversation? First and foremost, I always insist, try not to have a sexual conversation in a non-sexual setting. Try to have this conversation about mutual masturbation in a setting that is not sexual at all. We always make the mistake of trying to talk about stuff regarding sex, maybe when we want to have sex or when we're done with sex, which is not healthy or flattering or could be incredibly triggering to your partner or to yourself. Actually, you don't want to know what will come out from there, because now it's like a tit for a tat type thing. You know, have conversations regarding your sex life in a non-sexual setting with your partner. It allows you both to come to the table with a clear head. It allows you both to offer each other grace and just listen and communicate healthily without having the haze of sex or the lust of sex clouding your judgment. No, there is no post-nut, there is no pre-nut clarity or action here. Just try and have this conversation in a non-sexual setting. It helps all the time. Understand your partner's stance on masturbation. Before you breach the subject to your partner, try to understand where their thought on masturbation is. Not just masturbation of themselves, also like your, what they feel about you masturbating in a relationship. Like, I always find it funny when I speak to couples and I'm like, oh, so does your partner masturbate? And they're like, oh, what? No, my partner doesn't. And you have babes swearing up and down that their man doesn't masturbate. It's nasty. Maybe because of the way you talk about it, they will not be honest with you. They will not tell you that they masturbate or the way you view masturbation. So try to understand your partner's stance on masturbation. Is it coming from a religious point of view? Does your religious leader or your spiritual leader tell you that masturbation is a sin, that you are draining yourself? Are you of the mindset that, you know, masturbation is having sex with a spirit person? Try to understand their stance on masturbation, not just for themselves but for you as well, before you breach the subject, so that you both know where to go from there. Know if they are a a definite no, like masturbation is a hardly made, never ever 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 gonna be that for them, or if they can be swayed to the topic by, let's say, listening to my podcast. So I understand your partner's stance on masturbation. Suggest mutual masturbation as a fun activity that you and your partner can explore. I always encourage couples to do fun sexual stuff together. Try naked yoga, try naked painting. I mean, I will always suggest naked stuff because I'm always naked all the time, but seriously, try. When I suggest mutual masturbation for a lot of couples, because it's such a great way to just get to be in the moment with your partner and loving up on your partner. And man, I am glowing this month. Like, November is doing wonders for my skin, it's doing wonders for my mental health. I feel just wonderful. I'm in such a great space, I'm in such a positive space. I want this episode to be out before my birthday because I'm supposed to start a cannabis cleanse and try something new. I try cannabis cleanse days before my birthday so that when I try it, it's going to hit more. I also got a new strain. It's already here for my birthday. I'm just excited. I'm going to talk about my birthday graduation, but not now. Let me just get all this initiation of mutual masturbation out of the way so I can do that. Start small. Start off small, start off with lots of eye contact. Don't just start off by bringing out all of your toys to the bedroom and telling your partner, okay, then start touching yourself while I touch myself. That is just a recipe for disaster. It might not end up the way you expect it to be. Start small. Maybe you could say stuff like, you know, you want to watch them take off their clothes, you don't want to be involved, or you want them to watch you take off your clothes. See where the performance aspect of it comes in a little bit. You're trying to make it good, you know. It's just, you start off small. I want to watch you fondle your boobs the way you like. I want to see how well you want to twist your nipples. So start off small, it does help. Set low expectations. Don't go in there thinking that this particular session is going to be the one that defines your relationship. It's going to be the session that brings you all together. No. Set low to no expectations at all. Low to none. Like, just don't even have expectations about it. It might not turn out the way you want. You might not like how your partner looks doing a certain thing. You might not like how you look initially. So just don't expect that going in, it's going to be A1. Set really, really low expectations. It does help. Understand that there is no right and there is no wrong way to touch each other. Earlier in the episode, I said it might not be the way you envision your partner will touch themselves. It might not be the way you envision you will touch yourself in front of your partner. Maybe your partner's body doesn't look the like the porn standards or whatever. Just realize that there is no right or wrong way to touch yourself. There's no right way or wrong way for your partner to touch themselves. Even if they've never done that in front of you before, that's fine. I mean, now they are doing it, it's not wrong. Just because you're doing it like this doesn't mean that, you know, you're a failure or you've done. No, there's no right or wrong way to touch each other. Oh. Be ready to laugh. Be ready to laugh at yourself. Be ready to laugh with your partner, but not at your partner. Just be ready to laugh. It makes things less tense. Also, I find it weird that you guys are fucking people that you can't laugh with while you're having sex. That's weird. Address that yourself, because that's weird. I mean, sex doesn't ever happen, or most times doesn't ever happen the way you want it to be. So you should be able to have a lot of leeway for levity. Makes things easier, eases the tension that happens during sex. So no, be ready to laugh at yourself. Bring some toys into it. This is a great way to also now introduce your partner to the sort of stuff that, you know, tickles your fancy at times. Bring whips and chains, bring your dildos, bring your vibrators, bring your butt plugs, bring your, like, your male masturbator. Just bring it all. Have fun. Bring that extra big tube jar of lubricant. Bring that clit stimulator. Bring it all to the session. It helps. So it's a great way to just also introduce your partner, ease your partner into using toys, and both of you using toys together as well. So find out what works best for you and your partner when it comes to masturbation. Is it not seeing each other but hearing each other? Is it helping each other? Is it being close to each other? Is it having one person watch while the other person takes turn? Like, find out what works best for everybody involved. Don't hesitate to take matters into your own hands. Nobody's going to do it for you. That's why it's a mutual masturbation session. You're taking control of the moment. You are taking your pleasure. You are enjoying it. At the same time, involving your partner as well. So take matters into your own hands. Be proactive about this situation. Don't just be passive about shit. Be proactive about it. Tease. Take turns. Praise your partner. Touch each other. Stay connected. These are things that help you both stay in the moment for mutual masturbation. Praise your partner. I love the way you touch yourself. I can't believe you're stroking yourself like this. Wow. This is how fast you like to go. Don't stop. Wow. Look at the sweat on your skin. I want to lick it off. That is just a great way to stay in the moment with your partner. Dirty talking as well. Dirty talking also really, really helps. And if you are unfamiliar with dirty talking, I actually have an episode on how to dirty talk. I have gotten so many feedback from people regarding that particular episode and how it's been incredibly helpful and how it's helped them. And I really, really love that I can get to do my podcast and just receive such wonderful feedback on episodes and how it helps people. So if you want help on dirty talking, I have an episode on that on my podcast. So yeah. Okay, first of all, before I go into I'm going to skip my birthday ritual. Let me just get this out of the way. First of all, let go of the notion that you cannot please your partner and as such you are a failure. That's another thing. Some people believe that because they cannot please their partner, actually having their partner please themselves means they can't take care of shit and they're a failure at pleasing your partner. No. Don't go into that with that mindset. There are no winners, there are no losers when you're having sex with someone that you like and someone that enjoys having sex with you. Everything is a learning curve. Everything is a fun, wonderful, healthy experience. So do not feel like a failure because your partner wants to pleasure themselves or your partner is pleasuring themselves. Instead, feel relief that they're inviting you to this extra realm where you're both exploring your sexual experiences together. I know that's going to make sense for your sister. Let go of the shame and enjoy watching your partner watch you. Forget what you look like. Forget maybe you don't think you have the perfect porn star body, or your dick is not the right size, or your pussy looks weird, or your tits look weird, or you have hairy nipples. Just forget what you look like. Forget of that. Forget. Let go of that shame and be present with your partner. Be there with your partner. Let your partner enjoy you enjoying yourself. Nobody does it better than you do. So, I mean, if you are having issues, I want you to think about the fact that your pleasure is paramount to your partner. Isn't your pleasure supposed to be a priority for your partner? Isn't your pleasure supposed to be a priority for your partner? Isn't your partner's pleasure supposed to be a priority for you? So, isn't the thought of your partner's pleasure just hot, appealing, and interesting to you? If it isn't, you need to examine what you are doing sexually, I'm just saying. But if you are of the mindset that you are the only pleasure that your partner should have, why deny both of you the intimate sexual experience and sexual actions that benefit you both? So, oh yeah, my birthday boudoir shoot. I'm so excited. The first time I had the boudoir shoot, I didn't really go in with a plan. So this time I have a whole plan for my birthday boudoir shoot this year. This year I took to baking. I hate cooking. I absolutely hate the kitchen. But I have such a sweet tooth. And the quality of pastries that one has been getting in the country has just been shite. So I've been taking to appeasing my sweet tooth. Thank God. And shout out to the wonderful personal chef that I live with. She's awesome. So I've been taking to baking and just realizing what I like and making stuff I like to my taste. And so I planned this baking themed boudoir shoot. I have the apron coming in. It's like a custom apron. It's really cute. I have some custom baking accessories I ordered. I'm super excited. I have like an idea of like how it's gonna look like. It's me making a mess in the kitchen while baking. I just really love the idea, and I love how I feel right now in this body. It's been a year of yoga, and I just love how I look. Although someone wanted to just make me feel like shit. I haven't seen them in like 6 months or 7 months. I don't know, it's been a hot minute. And the first thing they say to me is, "Oh my God, you look so big, I'm so fat, wow." And I was like, yeah, he looks so skinny and so sad. And my husband doesn't like you. I'm trying to be less mean these days, but just don't. Just shh. If you don't have anything nice to say, just shh. Okay? Shh. So I have like lingerie I'm excited for, like the ideas, and my photographer is really on board. And I feel so much better right now getting ready for this boudoir shoot than I did in my first boudoir shoot. I do hope to come back by my birthday and tell you guys how everything went, and just, I'm so excited. But yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I didn't share the last pictures from the boudoir shoot with anyone or any of my audience on social media, so I do hope this year I get to share it, or I don't, or it might be when you ask personally and I'll share it with you. I don't know, I just do as my vibe and my spirit leads. So, back to benefits of mutual masturbation. One of the benefits of mutual masturbation is that it lets you, or allows you to teach and to learn each other's sexual preferences. It's a great way to tell your partner what works for you. It's a great way to let your partner know how they can touch you that can make it better. Maybe you like being stroked with a little bit more pressure. This is the time to just let your partner know to just like, girl, don't worry, squeeze it when you get there. Like, I like it like that. Maybe you like your nipples stimulated lightly and not roughly, like your partner has been doing. This is a great way for them to see what little touches that you give yourself that drives you wild. Maybe you have this air suction toy. Oh my God, father, let it, like, I want an air suction toy from Belasa. This guy's have like the best toys ever. I need new toys, man. This is my clit needs new toys. So let's say you have this air suction toy from Belasa, this rose that everybody has. I don't want that. And you, this is a great time for your partner to see how it works for you, how to see how the setting works for you. Don't just be intimidated by what these toys look like or they don't look like, and just get to see how your partner enjoys using it on themselves. So it's a great way to teach your partner how you like to be touched, how you enjoy being stimulated, and a great way for your partner, and a great way to also learn what works for your partner as well. So it's like a cheat code type thing. Another benefit of mutual masturbation is that pleasure is absolutely guaranteed. In most sexual experiences, yes, we go in thinking there is going to be mutual pleasure, but realistically, it's not always the case. One party could not be in the zone, one party, like, it just, there are lots of things that could make mutual sex, or could make sex with a partner or another party not end in mutual satisfaction or pleasure. But when you both engage, or all engage in mutual masturbation, sexual pleasure is guaranteed for all parties. Because again, your pleasure and your sexual pleasure is paramount to your partner. Same thing with your partner's sexual pleasure being paramount and a priority for you. It's an opportunity to try kink in terms of exhibitionism and voyeurism. Now, most couples want to try something new, but they don't really, the idea of kink is daunting. When you engage in mutual masturbation, one or both parties are performing, hence exhibitionism. That's when you get to put on a show. and another party or both parties are watching for your reason. I love watching. Watching is my own kink. Like, I enjoy watching. Watching for me is very, very hot. I just enjoy watching is my vibe. But here, when you engage in mutual masturbation, both of you get to experience a level of kink without really dipping your foot into kink. It's like dipping a pinky, just like a finger. It's like one finger in, just getting it wet and looped up and shit. That's how exhibitionism and voyeurism in this situation works for you. So it's not like you and your partner going out or you are having sex in public because you're exhibitionist. No, this is a way to perform for your partner. It's a way to get your partner to watch. It's also a way for both of you to explore and openly try new things. Maybe then you realize that your partner actually does enjoy performing for you, and then they want to throw it back some more when you're fucking. You've now unleashed another sexual side to your partner that you did not think was possible. Maybe now you are the kind that enjoys watching. You want to get like pictures and videos. You want to watch your partner in time. You want to watch how your partner like interacts with sex with you. So, you know, try new level of kink. Yo, I was supposed to bring another point when I was talking about how to initiate, blah blah blah, how to initiate mutual masturbation, but I forgot. But I'll just add it here when I'm done. Benefits of mutual masturbation. Another benefit is that it can be such. I feel like I'm just listing it out like a professor. I'm so sorry. That's how this episode comes across to you. It can be such a foundation building tool in a relationship. It's a great way to build intimacy between parties and partners. Mutual masturbation, because it's hot, it's bringing you both together. It's understanding that your pleasure is a priority for your partner, and when you're with someone who has made you realize that your sexual pleasure is a priority for them, or going to work, you know. Mutual masturbation is a great foundation building tool. Mutual masturbation can also help couples with STIs, disabled couples and non-disabled couples engage in sexual intimacy and sexual actions without consequences. So, period sex icky for you, but you're sort of horny. One person has an STI, another person doesn't, and you're waiting for it to clear up. Mutual masturbation. A couple is disabled, or they're disabled couples who can't really get their body to work that well with their partner. I don't know what your deal is. Mutual masturbation helps. Couples in long-distance relationships. That's why there are some toys out there right now that can be synced to your partner's movement. I remember, I know that. I'm trying to remember the name, but for the life of me, I can't remember. It's a toy that when you are long distance with your couple, the guy can thrust into the male masturbator, and then the receiver, the one with the dildo, actually gets to be fucked with that. I'm sort of confused, but that's one. But there are toys that you can also, that have apps that can be synced with your partner, so your partner can just stimulate. Oh, you're wearing this, you know, remote control vibrator, and your partner is in a different country. They can stimulate you, and both of you can have intimate bonding sexual experiences, and it can be fun. So mutual masturbation, just win-win all around. Oh yeah, it also allows you or we all to explore sex outside of penetration. We shouldn't just see penetration or penis in vagina as the only type of sex that is acceptable. No, let's move from that. So this allows us to explore sex outside of penetration. Realize that sex without penetration actually does occur and is actually quite valid and it counts. It makes sure that there are pain-free, guaranteed orgasms for everybody involved. So with the rain, the random people walking up and down and pouring water, the random cars, I'm gonna leave the tips on how to enjoy mutual masturbation and positions for when I do the episode on mythology of mutual masturbation. I actually wanted to do mythology of mutual masturbation first as myths, But I then realized I do not have an episode on mutual masturbation, which is so weird because I think I talk about it a lot. I'm such a huge advocate for mutual masturbation, so it was quite shocking. This episode is so I can take another episode off of my list. That's so cool to Alex for productivity. Yeah. Next time I talk to you, or you'll be listening to me, will probably be my birthday episode. And I will be giving you like just casual tea on what I was doing when I was away on my break, how my birthday plans are going, the birthday boudoir shoot. I just hope to update you with lots of positive stuff. And on that note, this is a serious part. If you have gotten to this point of the episode, thank you so much. I have decided to share my birthday wish list for 2023 with the wonderful audience that is listening to me right now. So if you feel like you can fulfill any of these wonderful items on my birthday wish list, please hit me up at sexandsativa with alex at gmail.com. I'm buzzed, man. My apologies. sexandsativa with alex at gmail.com. So you can get across to me on how to deliver or have my gifts delivered to me, and I will get back to you. So without further ado, here is Alexandria the Sex Positive Goddess's birthday wish list for 2023. A new podcast setup, mixer, headphones, microphone. You know, I'm not picky about brands, but if you want me to be rude, that'll be tight. I would love that. New sex toys to review. Yo, I talked about expensive sex toys are recently. I did expect someone to come to my DMs and agree with me and also complain as well. So I feel seen. Sex toys are expensive as fuck if I convert it to Naira. So if you can give me new sex toys so I can review on this wonderful podcast and just come to my heart's content, I'll really, really love it. Yo, corporate sponsorships. This podcast needs to thrive and move on to the next level. So if you have any way I can approach a couple of corporate sponsors for this wonderful niche podcast, please let me know. I would greatly and solely appreciate it. I want a new phone. Sorry, shit. I want a new laptop because the bitch is doing some guerrilla warfare type producing of this podcast. But I still get it done for you guys because I love you guys and I love you for listening. I'm running up my numbers on my previous episode. Yay! Thank you. I want a weekend stay at a 3-star hotel. It's just like, oh, there is a really big Nigeria. Anyway, if anyone tells you that you need to be 5-star hotel in Nigeria, then lying. Okay, just being fucking honest with you. Okay. Oh, I want new lingerie. Not used. I want new lingerie. People can be weird. I have to specify that. New lingerie. I want new bodysuits. Ugh, I want sexy cassettes. I want like baby dolls. I love new lingerie, new bras, new sexy thongs and panties, lacy shit. I'm a D-cop, so feel that have best sales. I like that too, new lingerie. You can just give me like a lingerie tab, open lingerie tab for a bitch. Any lingerie, you know, vendor use, I don't know. Lip gloss and lipstick and lip balms. I'm a sucker for everything lip related. So, yeah. Oh yeah, lip scrubs too. Oh, I also want like new yoga mats. I'm looking for more patterned yoga mats this time. Something really, really thick and extra long. Sometimes yoga mats be ass though. I love the ones I have because they're the ones I have are pink and green, but I want more. So yeah, I also want yoga blocks and yoga straps. That would be lovely. And this is really, really important. Nicki Minaj is releasing a new album, so I want Nicki Minaj Pink Friday 2 merch. Anyhow, you can gift me that, I would totally appreciate it. And if you find all of this just hilarious and you can't do anything, please don't hesitate to wish me a happy birthday as well. I would really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing my podcast. That would be awesome. Such a great birthday gift as well. I know people's podcasts go viral all the time, but I don't want to go viral if it's not for positive stuff on my podcast. It's so easy to take out stuff from people's content and just, you know, abuse it and have them go viral. I don't want stuff like that on my podcast. So share my podcast to more people. Let's grow this baby. Let's get more visibility. Let the world be more sex positive. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful that you are here. Have wonderful, stress-free, regret-free, healthy orgasms. And think of me. Or not. You know, I don't judge. Until I come back again for your listening pleasure. Bye for now.